Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Program. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan on a Sunday night in New York City. We got Alex Azarn. He's on the board and producing, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Go ahead and use it. Or hit me up on Twitter at LRubinsonWFAN, and I will answer, read out questions, comments on X, on Twitter over there as well. Two good guests for you, but that's in the second half of the show, first couple hours. You, me, Alex. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Paul Schwartz from the New York Post on the Giants. Seems like Paul was the only one of, it sounds like, of our reporters, beat writers who actually bothered to stay for the Giants preseason game against the Miami Dolphins. Everybody else covered joint practices and sounds like maybe they split. Anyway, we'll talk to Paul and Schwartz, and we'll talk about the Giants' takeaways from preseason game two, but more importantly, from joint practices. What can you take away given that the Giants were playing against one of the teams that will be one of the worst football teams in the entire league this season, in the Miami Dolphins? So what do you take away from that? We'll talk about the game. That's one guest. And then coming up, that's at 10 o'clock, and coming up at 11 o'clock, Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic joins me. Obviously, he covers the Yankees, so we will talk all the latest Yankee injury news. Obviously, Ryan Weathers and that injury. Cody Bellinger just came back. And, you know, the latest on Giancarlo Stanton. We'll talk about Judge, Clark Schmidt. There's a lot of moving parts with the New York Yankees. It feels like just when Carlos Rodon and Cody Bellinger come off the injured list, it's like for everybody who comes off, somebody else goes on. And yet, here they are, the Yankees, and I don't know. They're a little bit, I know it's crazy to call a team that is, you know, one of the highest payrolls, the Evil Empire, 27 titles, the New York Yankees, all of that, but to call them a little gritty, but without playing a part of the season, it seems like, with a lot of key parts. Of course, their best player and Judge on the injured list. Now Max Fried on the injured list. Like, all the different players and big-name players and big salaries and Stanton and going, you know, lost. And yet, the Yankees, a day like today, and you see the young players, the homegrown talent, George Lombard Jr., Spencer Jones helping to lead them to a win. And so we'll go dive into that with Brendan Cuddy and the latest on the Yankees. And then, of course, over, you know, your calls, we got the Mets. And here's a question for Mets fans I'll toss out there. I'm going to dive into this. Is, well, I want to hear from, who are all the people who called me, and I'm sure a number of other people on this station, for weeks and weeks, and said, the manager is not the problem. And I understand, it's the players, it's David Stearns, you're angry at all of that, I get it. But for people who can, there were some of us, like me, who said, fire the manager. Make a change. Sometimes the players need a new voice. In this case, with Andy Green, they're a better baseball team playing for Andy Green. And you can say, well, yeah, the players are playing better. Sure. But some of that, and you can say, I mean, they traded away a bunch of good players. And some guys who weren't doing very well, like Freddie Peralta. But this team traded away guys who were good, like Luke Weaver. And somehow this is a better baseball team. Juan Soto, the best player on the team, is injured and not playing. He had been playing well. And somehow this is a better baseball team. So we'll dive into that, but are you all going to reach out to me on X and say you were wrong? Are you going to call into the station and say you were wrong? Sometimes, you know, people who said, what's the point of making a change? Why change the manager? It's going to do nothing. It's because all these players stink. Well, some of them, it's a lost season. Polanco. Some of them are, yeah. They've stunk, no doubt. But in some cases, some of these guys and the young players are just playing better and better and developing and growing in front of our eyes and being challenged by a manager in Andy Green who knows these young players well from the minor leagues and is helping to develop them. So does the manager make a difference? Maybe not always, but a change in manager in this case, it is making a difference. 888-808-1019. And had the Mets made a change sooner instead of waiting until they were so far buried, had they made a change sooner when a lot of us started talking about it's time to change the manager after atrocious April, had they made a change in May, would we have a different situation here? Would the Mets be, I'm not saying the Mets would be contending for a title or anything, but if we look at wild card standings and see the Mets buried still as nicely as they've been playing lately, and they have a top five record in baseball since the trade deadline, they're playing some good baseball, but they're still 12 games out because part of the problem is that teams like the Phillies and the Padres are both also playing well. So you can't catch up to a wild card spot if those two teams that have those spots keep playing well. They're 12 out. Had they not waited so long, would they be 5 out now? Would we be having an even more fun conversation in the second part of the season with a lot of these young players? Carson Benge, A.J. Ewing, Christian Scott, Nolan McClain, Zach Thornton. The kids leading them. Yankees, Lombard and Jones. With the Mets, it's a bunch of young players, homegrown talent. That's fun for fans. Did they wait too long, the Mets? So that's a question for you. And then can you get into bold predictions on the Giants and Jets? I'm going to make a couple of bold predictions for you. And so my challenge to you all is, what's a bold prediction that you have? Giants fans, what's a bold prediction that you have? Jets fans, 888-808-1019. All right. I'm going to start just with, and we'll dive into some of the games, Yankees and Mets today, and get into that a little bit more. I'm going to start off, though, with a first topic that I was thinking about today as I was just looking at, you know, records around the league and, MLB. And the Yankees find themselves in a very comfortable situation. Like, yes, of course, you want to win the division, but for all the injuries, for all the struggles, for all the, this guy's on the IL, that one's on the IL, and the offense is atrocious and all this sort of stuff. And lately now, suddenly, last couple of games, yeah, I mean, today scored a ton of runs, but for all the problems the Yankees have had, they're 9.5 up in the on the wild card. They are 3 games clear of the Red Sox in the division. Yes, are they back of Tampa, the Tampa Bay Rays? Do they want to, of course, win the division? Yes, you'd like that. With as badly in so many ways and so much of a struggle and for so much of the season, Judge out and the offense being atrocious for so much of the season, the Yankees are three back of the Rays. Three back of the Rays, who've been having their own struggles. They won today, but Rays have been having their own struggles. Yankees only three back in the division, so the division is still alive, and they are very comfortably in the playoffs, in the postseason, no problem, not something that you're sweating as we find ourselves in late August, even without all the injuries. But as I was looking at this, I was thinking to myself, part of why, of course, the Yankees are not sweating here is look at, for instance, the AL West. I mean, we've been, beginning of the season, we said the American League is a bad league. This is a down year. That's part of why we've been saying all year long that if ever there was a season where the Yankees, a team with guys like, this was the beginning of the season before Aaron Judge got hurt, but thinking about a year of Aaron Judge still being Aaron Judge, of Gerrit Cole coming back, of all the talent that the Yankees have, prime talent, if ever there's a year to get to the World Series, it's this one, right? Because this is a down year in the American League, and by far the better teams are in the National League. So we've been saying that all season long, right before the season started. But here it is now playing out in late August. And here's my question for you. Should a team with a losing record make the postseason? I don't think there's anything you can do about a division title, a division winner with a losing record. I mean, I think you have to have all the division winners. Like, you can't let teams, an entire division, play 162 games and have nobody make the postseason. It happens every once in a blue moon in the NFL. I remember the Rams, last season, it was the Carolina Panthers. Like, every once in a while, there is a garbage division and a team with a garbage record makes, below 500, makes the playoffs. Like, every once in a blue moon in the NFL that happens. But here we are in baseball, and this is the blue moon season here because we've got the Houston Astros with a 65-66 record, and they are under 500, obviously. So are the Texas Rangers with the same record. Both teams tied for first in that division. And what are you going to do? A team's going to make it, okay, whatever. But here's my point. When it comes to the wild card, like a division title, I feel like you got to get, somebody has to win it, okay, fine. But a wild card, do we really have to give a wild card if a team is under 500? Like, if you're under 500, do you have to get in? Do we have to do that? Because I'm just looking at this and thinking, it would be a lot more fun and interesting to me if, right now the Rangers are sitting there, if we have the Rangers and the Guardians and they're sitting there with 65-66 records and they're knowing that you got to get above 500 if you want to get into the postseason or we're not letting you in and we'll play with one team. We'll play one team short. Someone else will get a bye. I don't know. It just seems grotesque to have, like, if ever there's an argument for we have too many teams making the playoffs, that teams, the American League could actually send multiple teams this season, division winner and a wild card, with a losing record. It just disgusts me. Anyway, 888-808-1019. And Mustafa, I see you want to talk some Giants. We'll get to you in just a moment. Phone lines are open. We'll start taking your calls. Want to dive into today's baseball games. And look, The Yankees, it was a fun game today. And it was, you know, I said before, the Yankees are gritty. Two things can be true. Even if the AL is a bit of an embarrassment, the Yankees can be gritty and playing some gritty baseball right now. And I give them credit.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Without Judge, Stanton now likely gone for the season. It begs all the questions. What are the Yankees going to do with Stanton for next year? Bellinger just back off the IL. It's been musical chairs. And yet here we are. Division within reach. And I know that Lombard Jr., the defense had, you know, made a few errors over the weekend. And the defense was not as crisp as it's been. But you can see the difference having him at shortstop, and generally speaking, that improved defense and that arm where almost no play is out of range because of the cannon that kid has. The improved defense, the speed on the bases, the offensive play, and then Spencer Jones, even with getting players back, getting Bellinger back, the Yankees need to find a role and continue to find a role to keep Jones in the lineup. And I understand they traded for Elliot Ramos and you want to play him and platoon him and all of that, but you have a kid right now who's hot in Jones, and you know, today goes 2-for-3 with an RBI, scores a couple runs. They leave him in even to face a lefty because, honestly, they want the defense in there, plays great defense. And then even just the impact of, you know, early in this game when the Yankees score two runs in the second inning. And there's Spencer Jones standing there on second base. And you could tell he's sort of getting to Soriano. That speed, dancing around, distracting the pitcher. The Yankee young players, for all that we want to talk and Yankee fans want to talk about, who have they developed? When have they developed anybody? And it's like Ben Rice, Cam Schlittler, and now, you know what? Lombard and Spencer Jones is looking like maybe he's a player. And maybe he's not going to go the way of Clint Frazier and so many other Yankee players who, you want Miguel Andujar, who you want to say, didn't give him enough of a chance or waited too long, but didn't really give him a chance. And then they didn't work out. And then they got rid of him and all this sort of stuff. And it's like, you know what? Now's the time with a Spencer Jones. Now's the moment. I'm not saying they can't use Elliot, Ramos, that you can't use him to some extent, but you got a hot young player in here who plays better defense. Keep him in there. And now that we know Stanton is not coming, God bless him, fell rehabbing one bad calf and hurt the other calf. Now, Stanton obviously not coming back in the regular season. I would be shocked if he comes back for the postseason. So no Stanton, which frees up the DH spot. If you wanted to bring Judge back and not risk potential re-injury to the ribs by having him dive around the outfield or bang into a fence, you could let Judge primarily DH, play him in the outfield if you want at some point, or if you're pinch hitting for somebody, you want to pinch hit for Jones and switch, or do something. I don't realize then, lose the DH. But anyway, you could go with Judge as your primary DH and keep Spencer Jones in there. And now you have an outfield defense with Jones in right, Bellinger in left, and Grisham doing whatever he does in center. you know, you'll take it. So now's the moment. Keep the kid in there. Yankees have gotten the addition of Jones and Lubbard, to me, makes them a lot more fun to watch. All right. Mets fans, we're going to talk about Andy Green and the Andy Green difference. I have a few different examples for you. We'll talk about how has he made a difference to this team. What is he doing that is different than what Carlos Mendoza did? And why in this case, you know, there are fans who say making a change doesn't matter. Why in this case did it? It matters. Team's got a better record. Players are playing better. Some of that can be luck of the draw and regression to the mean, but some of it is that Andy Green is a better manager for this team at this time than Carlos Mendoza was. And we'll talk about some specific examples with that.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.